All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another NFW podcast. Tonight we're finishing off the It's Alive trilogy with Island of the Alive, a.k.a. It's Alive 3. And Andrew is here. Wow, you sound just like those babies. That's because you are one. Willis is here.
Yo.
And Jake is here.
It's alive, but I'm barely alive.
Yeah, apparently Mona's barely alive again, too. This is the second show in a row that she's sick on. So, I don't know. She's always sick. She says she's an alien.
I believe it,
yeah. Yeah, I'm starting to believe it. She's either sick,
I'm the alien.
Sick or miserable, so I don't know. Anyway. Yeah,
she's like the end of your favorite movie, Willis.
What?
The thick alien, you know what I'm talking about.
You funny.
The one we might have to watch soon.
there's no might about it. It's definitely going to happen. I just got to decide if we're going to do it on this show or one of the other ones and just have everybody come on so we can all pile on Willis because he's going to motherfucking deserves it after the last 4 months of his bullshit. And if he doesn't keep talking throughout the movie, I'm going to pause it until he comes back and talks. So he's not going to fucking play video games. He's not going to fucking watch wrestling. He's not going to piss. He's not going to masturbate. He's not going to do anything but watch the goddamn movie. I'm going to make him put a camera on so I can see his fucking face the whole time. Because I know him. He's going to put fucking earplugs in or disappear or some shit.
I'll be right here.
You are a 40-something year old man. You can sit through goddamn ET and not be afraid.
I ain't afraid of the movie. I just think the movie is stupid as shit.
Oh, shit. Okay. So, yes. It's Alive 3 from 1987. So I'm going to say 3, 2, 1 and go and then hit play when I say play. 3, 2, 1 and play. Willis.
I'm kind of glad now I didn't buy the box set of this. After watching the first two movies, I would have been kind of disappointed.
I was still pretty damn sure that somebody sent this to me as
I could have saw you had bought it at from one of the South factories.
I just can't find it, so I think somebody either stole it or I never had it, but I thought I did.
Because it's in a black box. Black box of white writing.
That's Stephen King.
I was thinking it's the guy who played the cabbie in Scrooge.
Oh.
That's David Johansen. Scrooge.
Take it easy.
He's saying, is it hot, hot, hot?
He does have a Stephen King. The driver does have a Stephen King look.
And that guy is like a fake-ass Gutenberg.
This Jill Gatsby right here. She was in the last movie, I believe. Yep. I think I might have talked about that, but I think with all the sickness going around, it's probably been a month since we last did that show.
This is all getting nasty.
Dang.
It's already better than the other two.
I'm like it hot, hot, hot.
Looks like they're not taking it too seriously anymore.
No. That was great.
First it was a killer baby. Then after that, it was a killer cat. Tales from the Dark Side of the movie.
For some reason, I was thinking of was that movie, The Uninvited? The evil cat on a boat.
No, you can't use that water.
Hey, Larko.
Island of the Alive.
Dun, dun, dun.
Michael Moriarty, so you know it's got to be entertaining.
Karen Black.
Maureen Landon.
Oh, Garrett Graham. Okay, yeah. Pretty definitely going to be entertaining.
Oh, they ruined it with James Dixon because I don't know who he is. Neil is real. Yes, he is. Yeah. McDonald Carey. Oh, my God. He was the grandfather on Days of Our Lives for like 100 years. He's like the guy who does the voiceover at the beginning of the Days of Our Lives, too. These are the Days of Our Lives.
Half of them shows ain't on no more.
I don't even know. I think Days is still on in General Hospital.
Yeah, this James Dixon guy. It looks like he's been in a bunch of Larry Cohen stuff, too. Q, God Told Me To, Maniac Cop 1 and 2, the stuff. He was somewhere in the first movie, it looks like. He was a lieutenant. No, he plays the same lieutenant in this movie, okay. So somebody comes back from the first movie.
There he is, Grandpa.
Bud the Shud.
Yep. HBO used to play that shit to death, Bud the Chud. Stupid shit.
I love that movie so much.
I said, look at this silly shit. Every time he bite on somebody, all he hears crunch.
And not to mention Dad from Terror Vision.
Yep.
Terror Vision.
Yeah, I've still got that signed poster somewhere, signed by him and signed by Diane Franklin.
That movie is crazy.
They used to play Terror Vision to death on HBO, too. They used to show that shit in the middle of the day. Contempt. Oh shit.
Oh.
Your son's name, Tommy?
I wonder why he did this movie. I know he's a soap opera actor, but really.
Everybody needs a paycheck.
Yes. Oh, is that the other guy you're talking about, Jake? The old man there? James Dixon?
I think so.
Yeah, I think I remember him from all the stuff. The name's not familiar, though. See his face. Is it human? Of course it's human. It's mongoloidian with teeth and nails and claws.
Looks like a thing.
Yeah.
I'm mad they ain't got no clothes on the baby. Especially when you're sitting up there naked. No diaper or nothing.
Probably just rips it off.
Claymation.
No, we should have done the show on March 14th.
Yep. I mean, if there wasn't sicknesses going all around, probably could have.
This is my child. You won't give me that damn thing his own self. That's your son. That's your big head monster baby.
If he's not dealing with flying birds, he's dealing with monster babies.
He's scared of that joint.
Even sounds like Q.
Probably use the same damn effects on that from that shit. And add some baby cries to it. Shut up! That's what the judge said. Shut up! My courtroom, bitch.
Come on,
Mo. We ain't got all day, dude. The movie's only an hour and a half as it is. Let's go.
I'm laughing. He's scared like shit.
Frank Davis.
That was the dad from the first two movies, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He was in a queue, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's why I said earlier he was fighting birds or babies. Welcome to the show, Andrew.
Well, you should have said he's fighting a dragon instead.
And then I said, it sounds like Q. And Willis said, yeah, it do. So welcome to the show.
I'm paying attention to the movie.
I love it. It just asshole wins.
You can't get a regular human baby to stop making noises. What makes you think?
tell your daughter she's on timeout.
That baby ass out.
Oh, that looks bad.
Yep.
Hey, I'll take.
He hulking out, y'all.
I'll take stop motion over CGI any day. It's chopped up, baby.
Yeah. Baby who likes to eat meat. Aw, he's got a heart.
That motherfucker going to jump up on the damn judge's face and kill that son of a bitch. Watch. Yeah.
There's a cop from the first movie, I think, or the second one.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Aw, the judge was ready to kill it, but now he's got a heart.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
They did break out the damn chains like the fucking Incredible Hulk. From, remember the Incredible Hulk rage cage? You push the little thing in the back and pump him up. And he break out the damn cage.
Yeah. That was a funny one. Hello, Governor. Your mother. Your mother told me.
She's a mama, huh, baby?
Mm-hmm. Just be careful. She used to little murderous things running around.
Yeah. Oh, is she the mother of the baby?
Yeah, welcome to the show. That's the what
baby,
I just said.
The baby's mother? I was looking at her tits, sorry. The keyboard is just staring at him like, Oh, it's Lorenzo Lamas Light.
Yeah.
I remember Karen Black, she was supposed to be at the first horror hound con I was supposed to go to, and then she backed out like just a few days before because she was sick, and then I think it was a little bit after that when she passed. Yeah. Kind of a bummer. Would have liked to have met her.
Firefly, Mama Firefly. You can never leave it alone.
Lucky he didn't claw his way out of you.
I know, right? Such a beautiful baby.
You mean it's alive somewhere?
Alive!
Are you proud?
She still look like she possessed by the damn doll at the end of the movie. From off of the Trilogy of Terror.
That's Willis's favorite movie.
They used to show that shit right at when I come home from school, cut on the TV, and that'd be the first thing on the damn TV. That damn thing running around the damn bathroom and shit. That's when they used to, on the set, the 3 o'clock movie? They ain't care what the fuck they showed on that shit. They used to show like Psycho and all kind of shit on a 3 o'clock movie.
Yeah, well, that was always edited. They were always edited, so it didn't matter.
Well, Trilogy of Terror was a TV movie, so it was already made for that joint. And Psycho didn't really have nothing in it that they really had to edit, the original one.
Unless they want to really block out the chocolate syrup. Yeah.
That's why I first saw Psycho was on the 3 o'clock show, coming home from school. A little 6 or 7 year old.
So, this chick was in Maniac Cop.
Yep. 1 and 2.
Yep, she was the cop. She was also in Amityville Cop. In 2021. Mm-hmm. So she's still doing stuff today. She's in a movie called The Devil's Left Hand, which is 2023.
I've seen that on Tubi, and it's one of those I'm like, do I want to watch this or not?
Yeah, I'm sure it's not good. Samurai Cop 2.
No, she likes being in cop movies, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Also on Days of Our Lives for 2 episodes. Speaking of Days of Our Lives. So she did this, and then the next movie after this was Maniac Cop. She was in The Stuff in the commercial in the movie. And Airplane 2, All the Marbles. That's where I first saw her. You ever see that movie, Willis?
Mm-mm.
It's a wrestling movie.
Oh, for real?
With Peter Falk. It's actually really good. He manages the California Dolls. That's the name. It's a good movie. You should check it out.
I probably end up looking at some titty.
Partial titty.
Huh. I thought I saw the whole thing. I must be lunching.
Yeah, she got a nightgown on.
And it shows.
Very special. Jake, what is going on at your house? What is going on?
He's got a demon baby of his own.
Ashley's quoting Dr. Phil.
You don't do the show downstairs anymore?
I do.
It's still small, that loud? Holy
crap.
It's
a small house, dude.
Wow. I'm going to have to send you some bubble wrap so you can put it around the walls. It's all right. If we can put up with dogs barking for the longest time, then we can deal with kids screaming and Ashley screaming.
She's literally begging for it, and you're just going to walk out.
Yeah, how do you walk out on that? Oh, hey.
On the news, bitch.
Oh, yeah, you're the dad of that mutant baby. I remember you now.
No, you're Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
He is the original Harry Potter.
Senior.
Yeah.
Huh. Were you the guy that fought that giant Aztec bird?
Bird.
That was one of the first shows we ever did on this. We were ahead of the curve. It's me. In person.
Oh shit, now I'm gonna have a demon baby.
It's not catchy.
Well, if you ain't supposed to be screwing out no damn rubber anyway, you stupid bitch. That sound like some AIDS allegory right there. Oh, shit. The popcorn and kettle black.
Shit.
He about to kill her ass, ain't he?
Yeah. James Dixon is Lieutenant Perkins. Jake, so he wasn't that guy with the white hair.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Don't know who that guy was. What's the matter, Willis? Uh-oh.
Now you made up.
Willis just sat on the wire again.
Yep. I did find a doll out in the street today. And I found $20 a couple of weeks ago. Excuse me. Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Always finding money on the ground.
Bend over and I'll show you. Oh, they're going to Skull Island.
You beat me to the punch.
That would make sense.
Yeah, they grew up to be those big cranial creatures from Skull Island. Yeah, really.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Oh, really? I'm sure they're interested. Mm-hmm.
The morning show.
They're interested in their Folgers commercials. And nice Jaws music. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, a 3D shot. What the hell?
That's the baby vision.
Oh, all right. So to say, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah, that's how the baby sees.
I didn't get that for a minute. I was like, wow, they did go 3D.
They don't show too many movies in 3D anymore like they used to.
Yeah. I think it's been at least a decade since the last 3D movie I saw.
When I went to see Kong and Zilla, that was in 3D, but I went to see it in 4DX, so they had both.
I almost want to say it was the first Jurassic World. So that was the last 3D movie I saw, I want to say.
I don't even remember.
I know I went to, I think Barnes & Noble. They had the last Avatar. They actually had a 3D version of that joint in the store. I was surprised.
What, the newest Avatar?
Uh-huh.
Mm. Yeah, well, they made it in 3D.
Yeah. But man, I wasn't about the
TVs now.
I wasn't about to pay no $41 for that shit, but
no. That's why I got my 3D TV. I'm not using it right now, but I have it all wrapped up so it doesn't get dusted, and trying to keep it in good shape. So when I do want to watch a movie, I can.
Mine's sitting in the front room, and I'm hardly in the front room, and I only have it plugged up.
Yeah, get there. If I want to watch it again, I got to make sure that I keep it in good shape because they ain't going to be able to buy a new one.
Speaking of watching stuff, I'm still having issues with Plex.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
It's like it won't
when
let
the
me
last look, time
you, won't let me look at your stuff. Watch. And it's like it shows that I have like added you and I have access, but it won't let me like actually access the library.
I haven't cut it on to see if it worked or not. I guess because I got too much stuff to entertain myself, so I'm good.
Yeah, I think it's back working. I don't know what it was, but...
Can you, like, re-add me again?
Well, let me see if you're on it. It's like two people are using it now, so... It's been all right. I had trouble this weekend. I don't know what it was. It kept disconnecting, but... I guess it... Might have just been an issue with my internet. I don't know. Yeah, Willis hasn't accepted yet, but you're on there.
I did accept. Oh, you must. I remember. Oh, yeah. You said you had to send it again.
I had to
right?
do it like two or three times because I was trying to figure out why it was messing up. But yeah, it says you have access to 18 libraries. So I don't
Let
know.
Let me see if I could access my watch list because I was watching South Park. And for some reason, I can't watch that now.
Well, I will say this, that I can't get my... On my computer screen where I have it running, I can't get the pictures to show up for anything either. So I don't know what that is about, but it's running. People are using it.
Okay, it looks like I have access to some things, but right now I can't access South Park.
It says you have access to 18 libraries, so that's what everybody. That's what I have, 18 libraries.
God, imagine if the whole movie was in this vision.
I know, right? That would be a headache.
Yeah, Jason Lloyd is watching Dark Side of the Ring, and Rebecca is watching Rocky III, so seems to be working fine. Let me see.
Did you do anything different since I just recently tried it, or...
Wait a minute. Oh, I know why you can't.
Why?
I forgot to re-add the cartoon folder.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, see? So it's... Let me see. Wow, yeah, I guess I forgot to add that. See, people podcasting and working on Plex at the same time. We can do everything on this show.
You're the multitasker. It's Jurassic Park with babies.
It just explodes in midair.
Are we going to see more Karen Black?
Yep.
Now. Yeah, you are abnormal. I hate to add your troubles, but I'm very attracted to you, Steven.
Yeah, it looks like Cohen just likes to reuse a bunch of cast members a lot. Just looking at the filmography of most of these people.
He's the Rob Zombie.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, a lot of other directors do as well. Hey, Martin Scorsese has always got to have De Niro, Pesci. Willis. I watched the Madam Web. Oh boy.
Hey, that shit was horrible.
Yeah, made me laugh a few spots, especially the very, very last line of the movie where she's like, "A best part of the future, it hasn't happened yet." And I'm thinking, yeah, and thanks to the box office, it won't at all for you.
I know, right? Only thing that movie helped me did it, I have like 2,000 views on my TikTok page because I did a review of that shit on there. To warn everybody not to go see that movie. See, I was smart. I went to the cheap joint to go see it. I ain't... But I still had to watch the shit in IMAX. Luckily, it was only like a $10 ticket.
Yeah, how it should have ended just did that movie today, and oh lord, it's funny. Rebecca has her accidentally falling out of her window right in front of the superhero cafe. And it's like, oh, she just got ran over by the Ghostbusters and got stepped on by Godzilla. I think this is a metaphor.
Beetlejuice is coming back, too.
Yeah, September, yep. Yeah. 30, took them 30 fucking years, but they finally did it.
Beetlejuice.
Michael Keaton actually still looks pretty damn good in the makeup, too.
Yeah, he don't look that bad. He doesn't look too old.
I just wonder how they're going to explain the dad not being in the movie.
Yeah, I think he's dead in the beginning of the movie because I think that's the reason why they're having their funeral. They killed him off.
That's what I was thinking,
too. That would make sense. Who was the dad? Adam Baldwin?
No, it was Jeffrey. What's
Jeffrey
his name?
Jones.
Jeffrey Jones, yeah.
Alec Baldwin. I was thinking
of the other two. Is he dead?
No, he's a fucking Chester the child molester.
Yeah. You didn't know that?
I had heard that, but I didn't think that he stopped acting.
Oh yeah, he has. I think
after you're caught with that, you kind of have to stop.
Yeah, but I didn't know he actually got in trouble for it. I heard. I thought it was just a rumor.
I think he was in jail for that shit, too.
He did a character on the Alien Encounter ride when that was at Disney.
Okay, he still has some stuff. His last credit was in 2019 for that Deadwood movie.
Oh, yeah, I forgot he was in Deadwood. Yeah, that's what I mean. I didn't think he had been forced to stop acting.
Well, I mean, it's just probably a more of an example of, like, people just wouldn't hire him.
Yeah. So I don't think he got in any trouble for it, if I remember right. He got called out, but I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't remember, but I know he. I was pretty sure that he didn't stop acting because of it.
Like 2009, he pled guilty to a felony charge. Then within 3 years probation. And he had a picture of him with Justin Bieber in 2016.
That didn't sound right.
I'm looking at an old school Reebok box. Damn. That's what must have been when Reeboks first came out.
He's Al Bundy now.
How can I say that shit?
That's me, yeah, after about 2 minutes of work. I love it. That's what we're doing. We're ruining kids' feet. That's pretty good. Come, Buster Brown. Weird music, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's like children's section.
Oh, I get it now. He said nothing will happen to the kids as long as he's alive. Uh-huh.
'80s mall.
Oh, if you go, dude, you're gonna die because you're being in the third movie now. Most people don't make it that long. I wouldn't go if I was you.
Setting yourself up.
Tell you what, I already like this movie better than the first two.
I know, right?
Ditto.
Why, you sons of bitch.
Yeah, this reminds me of one of the older buildings in Des Moines downtown. Almost right there by where I used to live, which I guess I can kind of consider it a mall, but. It's old school malls. I was posted the other day on Facebook.
You missed your chance, Jake. He said phenomena.
Oh. I like it. Posting like pictures of like stuff like Sam Goody and Suncoast. I'm like, ah, oh, goddamn, I love those places.
Is your other show dead now?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Still kind of considering some things. I don't know.
Come on, the world needs Scott. It's got that New York accent. Oh, Willie.
So, Willie. You stupid. Take the guns. Take the guns, damn it.
Yeah, tranquilizers always help.
I know, right? Excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you get pinned with a, they get pricked with a pin.
Mm-hmm. I know some real funny shit about to happen now.
I love that noise when it shoots. I'd be puking. $5.75 a bottle.
No, no, I've been on a boat ride. It's at least on an ocean boat ride, but I do get airsick, that's for sure.
Well, I'm okay flying, just my ears pop, but
I'll never get on a fucking plane.
You have to take Dramamine before I get on a plane.
Willis doesn't even drive. He's never getting on a plane. Wait, well, it's very windy.
Well, so they're awaiting teleportation powers, apparently.
Yeah, I know, right?
I'm still waiting for my fucking flying car.
You don't even drive regular cars.
Yeah.
Where's my fucking hoverboard at? From off a damn Back to the Future. In the sky. Hey, Jake, did you see what I got from when I went to see the Ghostbusters movie?
The Ghostbusters thing, or?
Yeah, uh-huh.
So, yeah, he got the Ghostbusters thing.
Wow,
he got that when he saw Ghostbusters. What a coincidence.
I got the ghost trap popcorn bucket.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say, yeah.
Good Jake.
Hey, man, this is cold fucking with my head, man. Give me a break.
See that thing I got at Ghostbusters, Jake? Yeah, that Ghostbusters thing.
Yeah.
That guy just puked like I would have.
Shit, I wouldn't have never been on that fucking thing in the first place.
Oof.
Ugh. Boat.
I've been on a boat a few times, but.
I have too.
But fishing.
Fishing.
I mean, rivers, and then have a boat like this, like at the river in Chicago, but that's about it.
Yum, yum.
Someone's on her period.
Hey, Shauna.
Show me the way to go home.
Two.
Oh yeah, it is Tuesday night. Whatchamacallit come on tonight? Dark Side of the Ring. I forgot about last week's episode with Brutus the Barber.
Yeah, I gotta look for him a couple episodes behind. I added like the first two or three.
And I seen the one with Bam Bam, and I seen the one with Earthquake.
Bam Bam. Mm-hmm. He was good.
Mm-hmm. The damn Fabulous Freebirds.
Apparently he was a good guy too, at least to his kids, you know.
Yeah,
speaking of wrestling, I did finally watch Iron Claw too, and oh boy, that movie.
Yeah, and family had a lot of problems.
And they cut they left a whole nother brother out that killed himself too.
That's sad.
Yeah.
They left one out?
Yep.
I haven't watched it. Who'd they leave out?
The youngest one.
Yeah, I was going to say. I was going to say him. He did it after the other brother died in Japan, right?
No, he... I think he killed himself... I think he killed himself before Carrie did. I think he...
Yeah, I'm saying David died in Japan from whatever he had. And then didn't the little brother get upset about that and the fact that he was a little brother and couldn't wrestle?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Isn't that why he did it?
Yeah, uh-huh. No, because remember it was David, then it was the other one. Before that one, because remember, it was Mike that had died.
Yeah, Mike, yeah.
Because he had the, because he had got the toxic shock syndrome, and that's what had messed his head up. And he was never right since. So he had killed himself. Then Chris killed himself, and then Carrie was the last one to die.
Yeah, Carrie had... I heard that he got into a motorcycle accident and lost his foot.
Yep.
So the whole time he was in WWE, he was wrestling without a foot in one of his boots. And he said he used to shower with his boots on.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Because he didn't want nobody to know. Can you imagine the pain in that?
Yeah.
Yep, they showed all that in the movie.
Oh, they did?
Yep.
Oh, cool. I got to watch the movie then.
The movie's real good, but it's just fucking depressing as shit.
Yeah, you'll only watch it once, that's for sure.
Yeah, I know most of the story already, so nothing really going to shock me. But yeah, I agree. It's a sad story, and only one guy made it out. One brother.
Yeah. His sons are doing pretty good wrestling.
I'm kind of surprised they haven't touched WWE at all.
I don't think they really want to deal with WWE.
And that Lacey Von Erich, man, she was hot, but I guess she couldn't wrestle.
Nah, she was in TNA, right?
Yeah, she was in those little ones, yeah. She never made it big. I mean, she made it big where her name was out there, but, so, I mean, I heard her name, and I don't watch TNA, but, yeah, she was hot as hell, but I guess she couldn't really wrestle.
Yeah, she was part of the beautiful people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The beautiful people.
I've never watched TNA.
I used to honestly say,
5 minutes, I put it on when Hulk Hogan showed up in Scott Hall, and then I said, oh, this is going to be another retread of WCW.
They ruined that shit when they...
Never put it on again.
They ruined that shit when they came on there. But before then, when Sting and them was on there... Scott Steiner, Kurt Angle had his best matches in TNA, actually, but he was all doped up on Percocet, but still. Christian Cage had some good matches while he was down there. AJ Styles and Samoa Joe, they all had good matches down there. It's just when Dixie Carter got stupid and let Eric Bischoff get in her ear and brought Hulk Hogan in. And then Hulk Hogan started bringing in all his raggedy people and fucked everything up. And they try to go against Monday Night Monday Night Raw at one time.
And got, yeah, I remember that.
Yes, shut up. Shut down. That show was horrible. They didn't want the six-sided ring and everything. They took away everything that was good, great about TNA and ruined it. And still, Eric Bischoff, at every 5 minutes, he gets bad about AEW and Tony Khan, even though Tony Khan gave him a couple of pictures to have him on the show a couple of times. Uh-oh.
They got they dead. They baby food.
Yeah, well, they didn't make it, dummy.
Oh, jeez, even just with the great glimpses of baby visions making my head hurt. I mean, the sinus headache doesn't help, but...
You gonna laugh like shit when you see these joints, Jake. Ugh, he naked. Ugh.
That's the one time Mona don't show up.
What the fuck? Told you.
They grew.
Yep.
Hey, Daddy. Hi. How's the podcast going? Good. Come down there and talk on it. I
will. Run! Run, bitch, run!
Sorry, Willa.
Hey.
Run, Forrest, run.
He heard ya. Willis, he heard ya. He said hi.
Oh shit. Kill it, damn it, kill it.
Okay. Got this son.
You don't know what the fuck, which one is the thing?
He took one dart out of him, but not two.
I know, right?
Dummy, he's gonna kill you. They're all dead.
It did, Jim.
Oh, that's pretty good acting to not move when you get splashed with the water you weren't expecting.
I know, right?
Yeah, he didn't move. I'll give him that. Oh, wow, there's one in the boat. I love it.
Nice dead face.
You still hear him chomping.
Now they're on the boat. Do they swim to the boat?
Probably.
Abandoned ship.
Do it, kill me now. Come on, well, if you do yours, your Arnold impression.
Do it now, come on, kill me, do it now, do it now, come on, kill me now.
God damn, it sounds so much like Arnold.
No, I don't have it.
I thought
no
he
more
was on the show.
I don't have it no more like I used to.
Willis, let me be honest with you, you never had it.
I'm still looking for that episode where Willis did a Loomis impression and Ballsack was like, I don't remember Loomis sounding like a gay black man.
He was a funny son of a bitch. I don't know where he went, but.
He's still online. We still friends on Facebook.
Yeah, but he don't even bother with anybody anymore. He don't even check in, doesn't come on, doesn't say, are you podcasting? Nothing anymore.
Oh, what happened to Suzanne?
A child have a child?
Wait, Will, didn't you say that they did an X-Potables episode recently? All I say, you said that?
They said they was going to start doing one again, but I don't know if they did it or not.
I don't know, Suzanne. I think she just got tired of it and didn't know how to say she didn't want to do it anymore. So she just said she was going to take a break, and then she never came back.
Oh,
I mean, that's what I think. I mean, she's still in the chat page, and she knows we're doing the show. So I would think if she wanted to, she would come on. But
yeah, listen to Death Wish 3 episode we did, it was like her earliest episode, and you can tell it's the earliest episode because she says documentary. Why are the bodies naked?
They're gonna eat them, dummy.
No, I reckon he having full conversations with them motherfuckers.
He's really tough. They're afraid of him for some reason.
Kill the whole damn crew.
So you can hear him.
They're telepathic.
Mm-hmm. What puts that guy in charge?
That's your son.
Oh, he wants to go to home to his mommy.
Damn. They were mating.
They'd be having an orgy.
ESP. Yeah, it's funny as shit.
No, they're just like Oompa Loompas with ugly heads. It can't read your brain that you're calling Mayday.
It's some funny shit. You're watching them through the window and shit.
So he's not the boss. Doesn't want them to eat him, so he saved them.
Now he's Tom Hanks.
Well, then.
Don't give him some chance, a chance at life. Not that he probably would make it in real life, but
right.
He'd be either eaten by a shark or dead by the time somebody finds him.
He'd be dead by dawn, dead by dawn.
Oh, did you see they're resurrecting the Friday the 13th video game?
I think I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, some fans are supposed to be trying to resurrect it. Just leave it dead.
Bring it back so I can drown Willis again.
I literally, after that shit happened, I never played the game again.
She killed your spirit. Oh, shark.
Cardboard fin.
That shit was funny. I was almost at the end. I was getting ready to leave out that joint. And oh, I hear something go. Jake jumped out of the water. I was like, you son of a bitch.
Too bad you didn't record it.
And he just messages me on Facebook saying, the hell with you.
Yeah, at least he didn't call you racist. He scarred me for life.
Oh, he'd end up going to see Fidel. Fidel.
Oh my God! They're gonna go attack a carnival.
Yeah,
it's humanoids from the deep.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep. Exactly what it is.
That one was first because that was like 84 or something, right? Humanoids.
Yeah, we did that a long time ago.
Yeah.
I laughed our ass off the whole time watching it.
I need to watch that one again sometime.
It is like Gary's show, too. And Android Vision, we watched it.
I want to see my mommy.
Oh, I got a strobe light warning or something.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting old. Amen.
I'm sure Mona knows those people.
I was listening to What Is Love, and then I tried doing the head bopping. They tuned Night at Roxbury, and just doing that head bopping thing made me dizzy.
Start hurting that neck.
Yeah, not the neck, just my head in general.
Baby, don't hurt me no more. What is love?
Oh boy. Picked a bad night to be a douchebag. Boy's about to know. It is. Same thing. Fireworks and everything.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to rape the girl, so...
Mm-hmm. Lunatic.
The radio.
Mm-hmm. Now they believe him.
He's lucky.
Luckiest guy in the world, other than having a mongoloid baby.
I know, right?
I'm sure somebody will be take offense to that word, but sorry, mutant baby.
Well, that's what they are, fucking mongoloid mutant babies. Your big heads and everything.
Yeah, but I think that word got canceled. I don't know. I don't know, Willis.
The way you said it, Willis, mongoloid mutant babies, makes it sound like a knockoff of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Mongoloid mutant babies.
I remember when Ninja Turtles came out, they did have a lot of fucking knockoff shit.
Oh yeah, I can remember the knockoffs of Power Rangers when they came.
Yeah, that too. And they were all basically made by Saban, so that made it even worse.
Now, there was one I remember, I think it was on the USA Network. It's called Tattoo Teenage Warrior from Beverly Hills.
That shit was awful.
No, Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighter from Beverly Hills. That was the name.
Yeah, that shit was so dumb. You have VR Troopers and Big Bad Beetle Boys.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm glad I missed all that.
And Masked Rider.
Uh-huh. And Super Samurai. What was it? Super Samurai Cyber Squad? That was another one, too. Oh, shit.
She could fight.
I know, right? Uh-oh.
Beto, Beto, Beto.
Oh, the cats living together.
That's hysteria. So I see April the 12th, they're going to put Dawn of the Dead back in the movie theater.
Oh, nice.
But it's only going to be the Cinemark joint. Uh-oh.
Oh, rip.
Broke his neck.
He's saving you.
Oh, now he's going after her. Okay, maybe he's comforting her.
Huh. As soon as they see him, they start busting caps in his ass. Fuck.
Do you know who?
That was easy.
That's what she said.
You want to come, all right? I bet.
That's so douchey.
Oh shit.
Oh shit.
What a douchebag.
I know, right?
He fucking freaks, mother. Like, good God.
Dang, that is a scream right there. Dang, she's got 7 months on her.
I got your number, honey.
Oh, you ain't gonna get a bitch.
Yeah, I think you're dead, buddy. No, off screen. There you go. Threaten his mother.
They should have pulled a Halloween 5 and have the mutant baby trash his car first.
Oh, I thought you were going to mean play the funky cop music. <De-de-dee>.
Ah, shit. Yeah.
That looked like something out of Beetlejuice.
That was kind of funny.
Hi, Mom. I just want to say hi, Mom.
She threw a phone at it.
Even if I was having some mutant babies chasing after me, Tony's the last person I would call for help.
I know, right? Can't call for somebody that's dead.
It pulls her up by the head.
That's fucked up.
Cape ale.
Like the music. Door's open. Come on in. Wow. Great security.
Lucky Tony didn't think of that first.
I know, right? Tony was a big ragu. Carmine. Willis is into the movie. It's all quiet.
Just be very, very quiet. I'm hunting a rabbit. Yep, he was sick of your shit.
How they know to go there?
Telepathy.
Hey, probably so.
Hey, my boyfriend.
That's what
all he wants. Well, they're all up there.
Oh, they're having babies now, too. What? What?
Yeah, they die because they got the measles.
Okay.
They're not going to last.
Oh, they got the measles.
Oh, they left the island and they got sick.
Yeah.
Oh, this is gonna be sad.
Oh, what? Yep.
Only you.
You could prevent forest fires.
Huh? Oh, what?
What the hell?
Don't fight on the show, Jake.
That sensory what? Huh? No.
Is this going to be another NFW moment?
Nah. Oh, shit. It's your grandson. Take your grandson.
It's a boy.
Aw, now they're all about to get shot to death.
This is going to be a sad ending.
I wonder what decided to make him make the ending like this.
I don't know. She said, "We'll let them kill it." Then she said, "I'll protect him."
They're already dead now.
Oh.
That's a love story in the end. Need some Wilhelm screams in here, I think.
That could take a lot of shots. Uh-oh, that was it. One bullet too many.
Yep.
He did pretty good, though. He took out a bunch of them.
Yeah. Rough off somebody's car. You don't hear that thing wailing and shit.
She became a mother, and 5 years later, she's a grandma.
The fuck?
No.
It's just like that. They're in love again.
With a mutant baby grandson.
They were never not in love. She just was. They were both tortured souls. Now they're cured of their problems. They have a grandson.
Yeah.
All right. It's Alive 3. What do you think, Mr. Wheeler?
This shit was funny as fuck. I give it about a 7.5.
All right. And Andrew?
Yeah, this one was pretty good. It definitely was a lot more fast-paced than the first two. I'll give it a 6.5.
All right. And Jake?
Yeah, that's definitely a improvement over the last two movies, just because it doesn't take itself too seriously. So I give it a 7.
Yeah, I agree. I had much more fun watching this than I did the first two. I mean, I didn't hate the first two, but this was a lot more fun to watch. I don't remember what I rated the first two, so this one's a little bit higher than whatever I rated the first two. All right. So that's it for our show tonight. I don't know what we're going to do next time because we don't know. We'll just figure it out. So we hope you enjoyed it. And until we meet again, this has been the NFW Podcast. Good night.
Night.
Peace.
Bye, everybody.